Hello, Taurus friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Taurus November 2022 astrology horoscope forecast. If you want more free goodies on how you can make the most of the starry possibilities, look in the notes underneath the video or podcast for the links that will take you to those goodies. This is for you if Taurus is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Taurus placement you watch for. What we're going to talk about here will be part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Taurus, so around May 15th through the rest of the sign, or around 23 degrees, or so through the rest of the sign, then I suggest you additionally listen to my Gemini report, as you very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. So, right off the top, let's just say burn, karma, burn, okay? Because this is the theme of this time for Taurus. As you know, I've been talking about this. Eclipse season is here. Taurus-Scorpio eclipse storyline that started at the end of 2021 goes to the end of 2023, gets stronger at the time of the eclipses that happen every 6 months. We are back in eclipse season and you are in the hot seat, for better or worse, okay? So as I've explained before, if you're new to my work, I will give you a brief overview. And for those of you who are familiar, it's a very good reminder. At eclipse time, the storylines of our karma versus our dharma. So the things that we came in to learn, the things we came in to experience, the judgments we came in to reverse or clear or heal, the hidden gifts we came in to embody, the highest expression we came in to live. All of those things have front and foremost, front and center seats for activating in our life at the time of the eclipses. And that's true for everyone. But when we have the sign in our profile, in our charts, that really highlighted where the eclipses are working, we are having this happen in a big, big way. So you have a chance to burn off karma like nobody's business. And it is very exciting because you can have in an instant, a lifetime of karma, a pattern that has been going on for decades can evaporate. And the fact that the planet Uranus is at only a very, very close, 1 degree away from the point of the eclipse, which is 16 degrees of Taurus. So this is November 8th, 16 degree of Taurus, lunar eclipse. This is the second eclipse in the eclipse cycle. Scorpio 2 degree solar eclipse happened October 25th. We are still feeling the energies from that. And I do talk about that more in the October reports. But right now we're focused on this because this is a very big deal. The energy of Uranus coming in with just lightning speed, you know, it's just crazy what can happen in this time, okay? So really, even if you're not trying, you'll probably be having insights, startling revelations, you know, things that are revealed to you that you're like, oh my gosh, why didn't I realize this before? It was right in front of me, which can really cause you to change a trajectory and step in a completely different direction. It may require saying goodbye to certain things that you may or may not feel ready to say goodbye to. And it may be saying goodbye to something that you are, thank goodness, ready to say goodbye to. It could be like you've been trying to activate change. You've been trying to retire. You've been trying to heal something and there it is, boom, done. Or it can be something that you have more resistance to that could be a little bit more difficult. But either way, it's happening and there's kind of no way around it. Your MeWe sectors, as we've been talking about, are completely activated. Your self-sufficiency, your other people's money, the practical, mundane, material experience versus the hidden, mysterious, emotional, abstract realm. You know, you in relationship with other people, your finances, your resources, estate planning, inheritances, all of these kind of things, plus the practical day-to-day things, all of these are being activated and you're finding that it is kind of a big deal. This could mean a lot of hellos and goodbyes in the relationship sectors where key relationships leave or begin or go to a different level. And this is, you know, this is very current. So everybody is going to be feeling this. All the Taurus placements, you will be feeling this. However, if you're closer to 16 degrees, so we'll say between 11 and 21 degrees, and the closer to 16 degrees, the more you will get the strongest impact from this. So that's going to basically be around May 1st through around May 11th, and the closer to around the 6th. Now these are guidelines and there could be several days in each direction of these dates because the sun does not move into Taurus on the same day every year, which staggers where the degrees could be. That's why knowing your degree is more accurate than trying to base it on the dates, unless it's your actual birth date. So that's what's happening. Okay, so we're just starting out right with that, right from the beginning, and now we still do have other stuff to talk about, though. Okay, so in this month, we additionally have Mars in retrograde and Jupiter waking up. So there's this interesting cycle of Jupiter bringing certain things alive while Mars is shutting certain things down, okay? And you could be getting super lazy about certain things. And Taurus people in general are not the laziest of the zodiac by any stretch. You're probably among the least lazy of the zodiac in general. You know, of course, there are always exceptions, but Mars can make people lazy, can tone down ambitions, can make us really just prioritize things differently, can, you know, take some bigger picture things and put them right in front of us in our daily surroundings. But this interesting dynamic of Jupiter waking up, the big gas giant of optimism and enthusiasm and very large ambitions, is waking up, and then Mars is shutting down. So probably what you'll see is certain things are starting to slow down in a big way. And if you try to make those things happen, you probably get frustrated. So your keynote, just let it be in your head. If you start feeling this frustration, just remember, Annie said this could happen, right? Okay, so that's the time to either reevaluate how you're doing, what you're doing, evaluate where you're putting your energy, and to look around for things that are turned on that you could align your energies with that could flow better, right? So that simple action step at this time, just observing, or series of action steps, observing and shifting your energy, can really change how you experience this time. Now, Jupiter is waking up in your house of intuition, and this is a very, very exciting time because Taurus people in general are very practical, right? And very, just aware of the necessity of the material realm and working within those realms. But Taurus people are also super intuitive, and sometimes you don't call it intuition. Sometimes you call it your gut. Like, the earth signs have this in common, where I hear this word a lot, my gut tells me. Well, your gut is your intuition. So the message for earth signs at this time is to really just start owning that your gut is your intuition, and intuition is a higher connection to the divine and the all that is, and the cosmic soup and the lesser seen realms. And the more you can claim that you're working on those levels, and that that's okay, and that's advisable, and, you know, that you're doing it purposely rather than just like, oh, I got this feeling and I can't help it. But you can start working with your intuition. So between now and May of 2023, your intuitions will be raising across the roof, your connectivity to other realms, to the afterlife, to the before life, to people who've crossed over, to, you know, the immortality of the soul, to angels and guides, to psychological healing, to ancestral garbage and gold. All of this is really, really getting reactivated for you as Jupiter is going direct in November. And then you've got a long sequence of time where you're going to be working in these realms. Dreams may become more vivid. Your waking dreams may become, you know, like a dream where you're like, we call it a waking dream, where you are thinking something and then you see a response. Like, you're like, should I move? And then a moving truck passes. You know, these are waking dreams. So these kind of things. And synchronicity. Synchronicity is the language of spirit, and it's going to be especially strong starting at this time. Again, it was activated earlier in the year, but you'll notice that the language of synchronicity is really coming up for you, and that's going to show you the places to follow and put your energy, especially when Mars, you know, might be slowing down. Now, Mars slowing down, like I said, can rein in some ambitions. It can make you a little lazy. It could start to tone some things down in your material house, you know, so basically your second house, which is ruled by Taurus. You could be taking some emphasis off of work, or trying to work harder instead of smarter, or, you know, focusing more on your emotional connections with others and taking a little break from some of your, you know, job stuff or some of your caretaker stuff or things like that. So it looks like there's a little bit of a shift in priority that's happening, and this can be quite favorable for you, and it will teach you how to balance your energy much better. This whole Mars retrograde cycle is really about how can you work smarter rather than harder, and how can you really, you know, shift your money consciousness to a belief system that allows you to take it more easy while still being just as prosperous and productive. Okay, so you're going to have a lot of opportunities to do that, and synchronicity will help guide your way. Okay, so if you want to learn more about how the eclipses may affect you, go to AnnieHelpsYouTV.com or my YouTube homepage, which is the same thing. Go to the eclipse playlist. Watch eclipses in Taurus. That's the sign that this eclipse is happening in. Watch eclipses in Scorpio. That's the sign that the October one's happening in. Watch eclipses in Aries. That's the house that this is happening in for Taurus. And then watch eclipses in Libra, because that's the house that the October eclipse is happening in. So between those four videos, you can get a really, really good idea of the possible ways that this energy could manifest for you. Okay, so we've done our work with the eclipses. We've talked about Mars retrograde. We've talked about your money consciousness and shifting that. We've talked about Jupiter waking up. Now let's talk about the energies of Scorpio, highlighting your relationship sector. And of course, the eclipse is highlighting this as well. But we do have movements of the personal planets through Scorpio that are going to give you a lot of opportunities to go deeper into relationship with people, to prioritize your emotional connections with others, to have meaningful interactions in your relationship space, to heal resentment, to gather your team of support, whether it's for helping to keep your house clean, or whether it's to run your business, or whether it's to have a therapist, or whether it's, you know, whatever you're looking for, there's an abundance of help that wants to come in for you at this time. So definitely utilize that. And those energies do oppose yours. They are 180 degree angles. So that is a little bit intense when we have that. It's kind of you're being pulled in different directions, like you need things, but your relationship needs things. You know, and you're just kind of, you have a chance to, I always call it accessing your hero, your superhero self, where you're like, I got all these balls in the air and I'm keeping them up and it feels good, and you can get to that point, you know, but you will feel like you're being stretched in two directions or more. Then as the second half of November moves along, we move into a Sagittarius profile, which is still very strongly aspecting this energy of relationships and inheritances and money and estate planning and investments and the mysteries, the psychology, the parapsychology. You know, it's a really good time to dive deep into those types of things. And that will be happening, but it will bring in some new themes, you know, with between the planets moving in to Sag and Jupiter, the ruler of Sag, going direct. It can bring this buoyancy, this upliftment, this enthusiasm, this drive, these ambitions, these, you know, in certain arenas, these bigger picture, this bigger picture thinking, and also the call to adventure, the call to travel and write and teach and publish and connect in with people who, you know, speak your same spiritual language. All of these energies will be activated at that time as well. Okay, so the last thing I want to talk about is that we do have a water trine between a ton of planets in Pisces, a ton of planets in Scorpio, and two star goddesses in Cancer. If you weren't looking at the star goddesses, you'd miss the fact that we actually have a grand trine. A grand trine is when there are planets in each of the signs of one element. Okay, a regular trine is when there are planets in two of the signs of one element. So in this case, we're talking about water. And this all is at a favorable angle for you. So that means, and so for Taurus, water planets light up your air houses. Okay, so your ideas, thoughts, friendships, connections, relationships, all of that energy is being lit up by this strong emotional, intuitive, creative, harmonious, you know, flow, supernatural, you know, just magical energies in the most happy, positive, sacred, geometrically aligned energy in astrology. So there are lots of opportunities to transcend some thought processes that have been limiting with some amazing insights and breakthroughs that can change the nature of how you relate to other people in very rewarding ways. Okay, so I've given you a lot of information to work with to help you make the most of the starry possibilities. If you would like more free goodies from me, go to AnnieHelpsYou.com. That is the interface for all of the free goodies I make for you and all of my other offerings. And I also have blogs on that site, astrology blogs and more. You can go to CozyBySweetStarlight.com. This is a beautiful site if you haven't seen it yet. This is an astrology kissed nest where you can cozy in and learn about how astrology can help you in your daily experience, and also lots of tips for and spirit fuel for healthy living. If you want some free courses on unleashing your money magnet and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, L-U-M-E-life.com. At that same website, which is my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, you can find my very transformational programs, including my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you want to be a professional astrologer and earn money as an astrologer, I can teach you how to do that from ground level all the way up to the professional level. Or if you'd just like to learn for your own personal development and helping friends and family, I can also help you there. And I have other courses that you can see there at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E-life.com. If you're looking for readings or personalized astrology education packages, you can go to anniebclarity.com and see the options there. If you would like to get exclusive content access, so more content from me, helping you to understand your natal chart, giving you more goodies on the current and upcoming astrological transits. If you want to understand many ways that you can make tough astrological transits easier, you can find all that at anniebastrology.com. Now for my books. I have 3 books that are available and more on the way. You can find Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe, on the shelf at all major booksellers, in the mind, body, spirit section. And that is a very beautiful hardcover in-depth book. You can also get it online or at any indie bookstore. My other book, Radical Prayer, Transform Your Life and the World in 28 Days. This is a non-denominational prayer and affirmation book. I've heard a lot of people carry it around in their bag with them and refer to it often. It's a beautiful book. You can find it through any major bookseller and online, also at indie stores. And my new release of my very first book, which is a spiritual novel called Tough Pill to Swallow. So it's a beautiful, supernatural, autobiographically inspired book. Tough Pill to Swallow is based on my experience working for Big Pharma decades ago, selling a drug that got recalled. And you'll see more about that in Tough Pill to Swallow, which you can also order online or get order through any major bookseller or indie bookseller. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye!